409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live on the radio and also live on the internet. So those of you that listen on the radio and your friends can't pick it up, recommend that they listen on the internet. We have people all over listening on the internet live. It's live. It's not recorded. Oh no, it's recorded for you to listen to it later, but anyway. The problem with the roads today and the potholes, I hear it from my friends in the auto repair industry. They say not to mention it because it's good for business, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. The potholes are damaging your cars, folks. The potholes also, in a instant where you have to have an emergency stop, you're not going to stop on potholes. The car will skip, and you'll get into an accident. So pay attention, and if you got into an accident, and you were going over potholes, then I would say you'd be off the hook. The city would be on the hook, or the state, whichever road you're on, okay? Because it's not safe to try to stop on an emergency stop on potholes. Think about it. You can't stop going over air. The wheel has to make contact with the road, okay? So, the reason I'm saying this is because I'm seeing a lot of commercials on the mayor saying that he did a real good job fixing the roads the last time when you elected him into office, and this time he's going to do a better job when you elect him into office again. Yeah, right. Right. Why Camilo has been like that forever. It's just bumpy as heck. Okay? That's one of them. And King Street, right in front, City Hall, is terrible, and it's been like that before he got into office. So, doesn't he see it? I don't know. You think about it. Okay? And I don't want to point fingers, but, at this past lantern floating thing at Ala Moana Park, the mayor was there. He showed face on election year. He was not there the years before. Why? Why is that? Anyway, Mario Yano knows. He brought that subject up. Anyway, brake clean is a chemical aerosol can used by mechanics and whatever to clean the brakes. Okay? The CRC brand brake clean. I recommend it for self-defense. Instead of a gun, the knife, or whatever you got. Okay? A can of brake clean is excellent for self-defense. You spread them in the face and that's it. You're safe for 15 minutes for you to walk away or run away to safety. So a can of brake clean is what we recommend to keep in a car. And a lot of the ladies say, wow, the can's so big. But you know, ladies, you have big purses too. Okay? And if there's five or six guys attacking you, you want a big can. You don't want a little one and say, oh, excuse me, wait, let me go down to Long's and buy some more so I can shoot you with it. No. Anyway, brake cleaning is excellent, not only for cleaning brakes, but self-defense. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway. The traffic problem in town, I notice, is not as bad as it used to be. And the reason being is the economy. Economy is getting bad. People are not driving around. Not as much as they did when the economy was better. But when the economy gets bad, people cut back on gasoline. Instead of using the Shell 92, they use the lower grades, not knowing that the octane is below, way below the minimum. The minimum octane that any vehicle or lawnmower, weed whacker can run is 87. 87 octane. And Dean tests octane all the time. Okay? The Shell 92 is at the minimum, 87. The Shell 92 is 87. All the rest is way lower than that. All the rest of the brands, different brands, yes, is way below minimum. Read your owner's manual, folks. Those of you with newer high-end cars, like Lexus, BMWs, Mercedes, Audis, they require 92 minimum. There is no such thing in all of USA a 92 or 91. All across the USA, highest you can buy is 88. That's it. Okay? And Congress allowed them to lower it. Just like Hawaii. The legislature allowed the oil companies to lower it. You know, and without testing it, you don't know. You assume what's labeled on the pump is what you're buying, but it's not. That's why we've been saying, use Shell 92. Every week we're coming across people with cracked engines, burnt out transmissions, and stuff like that. It's because of the gas, folks. I mean, you know, I try to tell you about it. And every day we see people come in and say, oh, but I'm trying to cut back on spending for gasoline. Well, when you go to the substandard gas, you lose gas mileage. So you're actually ripping yourself off. Okay? The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage, folks. Why do you think the oil companies wanted to lower the octane? They asked the legislature, and the legislature said, yeah, go ahead, lower it. They wanted to lower it when ethanol went into the gas, because ethanol gives you better gas mileage. You think they want you to have better gas mileage? No way. So they asked if they could lower the octane. And legislature said, yeah, go lower it. Isn't the legislature supposed to be working for the people of Hawaii? Think about it. Anyway, all I do is call a spade, okay? We test it, and I'll tell you what it is. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Oh, .3 Dean, he's early today.
Yeah, perfect timing. How providential. You've been talking about the gas and the octane. How providential. Well, Shell is still the best, like you say. But even with all my experimentation now, how else would I get 20-something miles per gallon? Like right now I'm averaging about 24 miles per gallon because of Shell 92 octane and about 4 gallons ethanol mix.
Yeah.
See?
Because the octane goes up when you put ethanol in.
There you go. And the thing is that because weekly I have to drive up this into this dead-end street on a level height, but because when you make a sharp turn, it's a short but steep incline. When you put the Shell 92 in octane plus the ethanol, at least now when I try to make the turn and go up the hill, I don't feel a transmission slip anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was my other concern. If every week I have to go up that hill, I mean, and the transmission is going to slip, how long is the transmission going to last?
That's right. But, you know, Dean, it's really hard to tell people, you know, what is happening with the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those battery cars?
Mm-hmm.
High EMF. Mm-hmm. And EMF, according to Dr. Terry Shintani, is a big cause of cancer.
Mm-hmm. And how is that saving us? Because in order to recharge those electric cars, it needs oil. If anything, it's
eating
up oil.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When they say it's green, you're right.
Well, how can it be green? Because if anything, we still need oil to generate electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But we have there's an oil shortage, you know, worldwide. So how is that helping us?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I talked to A and B,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to them 3 times already, mm-hmm. to switch from sugar to ethanol.
Ethanol. Mm-hmm.
And they won't do it. They said it's too expensive. How stupid can they be? Because if it was too expensive, how can Brazil and America be making ethanol and selling it?
Exactly. You know, think of all the garden waste that we throw. You know, all this green waste.
Yeah, you can make ethanol.
Ethanol material.
Yep.
It's ethanol material. All, you know, like, you see, like, every week you see on the streets, 1 week they pick up the green waste, 1 week they pick up the recyclables. Think of all these households, all that green waste that they're collecting, all that they should be making that to ethanol.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You see, you know, if, that's a big American word, if, mm-hmm. okay, if the politicians had something between the two ears,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And looked at Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil sells the ethanol in Brazil for $1.65 a gallon.
Right.
How can they sell it for $1.65 a gallon and A and B, Maui Sugar, says it costs them $4.25 to make 1 gallon?
No, I don't think something that doesn't add up
here. Yeah, because they're trying to make ethanol from a sugar refinery.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make ethanol from a sugar refinery?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They don't think. You see, I mean, the green waste is, green waste can...
Which reminds me, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to make ethanol from a sugar refinery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, it reminds me about the rail. Do you know that rail doesn't have wheels?
Yeah.
The wheel company closed up, and it's steel on steel. Now they're going to have to go out and make custom wheels for the rail.
Okay.
And they didn't say what the cost is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you it's going to be astronomical.
Right. If they don't have wheels, if it has to be custom-made, it always costs more than mass-produced.
Oh, yes. I tell you from experience, because I made the wheels on my Pantera, and they cost me arm and a leg and a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck on that one.
Good luck on that.
So, anyway, you're testing the octane, and Shell is still your best, right?
Yep, still the top for everything.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've been testing, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Right. Thanks, George.
Okay. Is it break time?
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Perplexed, as always, about how things are working in this wonderful island that we live on. You know, they're going to widen the zipper lane to two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know me, I have this memory. For some reason, I can remember stuff. Remember when they said there weren't enough people in the zipper lane?
Mm-hmm.
So they lowered it to two. Drivers have to be in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they raised it back up to three because they said there was too many people. Now, you're probably thinking, well, so what does that mean? So I don't understand the widening of the lane. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
What are they going to do, make it two people?
No, you know what that whole thing is coming down to, Bob? They want to make more traffic on the freeway, so more people will say, yeah, we need the rail.
Right, because, in my opinion, they should just open the zip lane up and let the people drive on it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to add another lane, just add another lane. But I know the reason they do it is so they can get federal money, because there's always some matching fund with some rule, you know, can only have three.
But how come no place else? How come no place else in the USA have zipper lanes?
Well, actually, there is one on the San Francisco Bridge.
Oh.
That's another story. It's the exact same setup that we have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, except what they did was, instead of putting it beside a fixed concrete, they just took the concrete out. So the zip lane is the divider. So when they move it, you know, that whole section.
Oh, I see. So they just make the road wider.
Better design, right? Because
yeah.
Remember I told you about when the freeways closed, if they had it like that whole thing with a zipper, they could move it over a lane and let the traffic go around the accident.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But of course, George, if you and I were running things, everybody would be living here.
Mm-hmm.
A we can't. So on. No, that's, you know, what we always say. If we could rule things, we would fix the world. So anyway, on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, that's true. So give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. A lady came in yesterday and said her check engine light is on. So we scanned it. It's low fuel, low octane fuel that's throwing her check engine light on. The car is trying to tell her, you got the wrong fuel. But what can we do? People destroying the cars like crazy. Like crazy. So, but anyway. Check your tires, folks. There's a date on the tire. And so many cars we've been coming across that have cars that have tires 10 years old. 10 years old. I know they don't drive much, but there's a lifespan on tires, you know. It's like bread. You leave the bread out. How long is the bread good for? 10 years? I don't think so. But, you know, you ladies, you always go to buy bread, you squeeze them. And you take the one from way in the back, you squeeze them some more, and feel the bread. And if it's nice and soft, you buy it. Well, you obviously, you can't squeeze the tire, so. But if you could, you go over there and squeeze the tire before you buy it. But anyway, the tire rubbers get hard, so it's not recommended to have tires older than 6 or 7 years old. Okay? Even if it's brand new thread, be careful. That guy, what was his name that on Fast and Furious?
Paul Walker.
Yeah. He died in a car crash in a brand new Porsche that had tires 10 years old. Brand new Porsche with 10-year-old tires. The manufacturer assumed that, well, it's brand new tires, so we'll just put it on. But hello, it was 10 years old. And when the tire is that old, it's not soft. So it doesn't follow the road. Instead of following the surface of the road, it skips and bounces and causes the car to crash when you're going fast. So, you know, if you go and you try the new tires, you're going to feel a difference. I think you did that. Yeah, Christy?
Yeah, after I put the new tires on my car, you can really tell when you go over the speed bumps.
Yeah.
It's really soft. It absorbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's safer. But then again, hard to say. People, you know, feel that the economy is bad. They don't want to buy tires. But, you know, it's your life. Your life. When you do brake jobs, change the rotor. Do not use the same rotor. Change the rotors. Okay? It's highly recommended by the manufacturers of the car. The car manufacturers do not recommend you reusing the brake rotor. Okay? So I hope you're listening. You don't resurface it, you replace it. You know, a lot of people don't look at it that way. And customers tell me, you know, oh, expensive. How much is your life worth? Expensive. I don't know. So give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Race cars, the same problem. When I was racing, Goodyear would sponsor me new race tires. You know, every 6 months, I get new tires. But people in Hawaii, in drag racing, they run it and run it and run it and run it for years. It don't work. You got to change them. Well, I know it's expensive. That's why if you have a sponsor, it's a lot easier. So, anyway, I asked them back then, how come you always send tires every 6 months? They said, because the tire life is only 6 months. Oh, okay. So that's the reason why. Okay? So, anyway. You use the Shell gas. Okay? The 92 Shell gas. And just for the heck of it, just for the fun, why don't you get on a computer and check what the octane is all over the world? Okay? Philippines, the premium in Philippines is 104. 104. In Germany, regular, the cheapie, is 100 octane. Think about it. Okay? So those of you that have European cars, BMWs, Mercedes, and all that, make sure you use the Shell 92. That's your best bet. Okay? You got to get closest you can to the 92. Or put in 2 gallons of ethanol. Okay. A lot of cars have what is called industrial fallout. Industrial fallout is microscopic, tiny metal pieces embedding themselves into the paint. It's from the cars in front of you, in your atmosphere, and that's what you're breathing to. Okay? So, there is a thing called a clay bar. Highly recommended to feel your car. If it's not really smooth, then you need to clay bar the car. The clay bar pulls all this industrial fallout out of the paint surface. Okay? And keeps it nice and smooth. So, feel the surface, folks. Not with your fingertips. Ladies, you all feel the surface of your car with your fingertip. No. Use your palm of your hand. Put your whole palm on the car and feel it. And you feel it. Men do that. They put their whole palm on the hand and or on the surface of the paint and feel it. Women do use the fingertip. They're trying to be dainty. Okay? But anyway. So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, the brake pad we recommend using, and I think Pack Jobbers, Pacific Jobbers just got it back in again, is Akebono. Akebono is the brake pad of choice. Made in Japan. It's ceramic. Very, very good brake pads. Okay? Akebono brake pads. If you cannot get Akebono brake pads, then the next thing would be is to get EBC. The letter E, as in Edward. The letter B, as in boy. And the letter C, like in Charlie. Okay? Okay. We're moving along into electric cars. Electric cars let off what is called EMF. EMF is the highest, one of the highest causes of cancer. Okay? The manufacturers and the dealers are not going to tell you that. A lot of people are buying the electric cars thinking they're going to save money on gasoline. But I've seen a few of them get stalled on the freeway. They forgot to charge it up. So, who's going to bring you electricity out on the freeway? You have to have it towed. It's going to cost money. Anyway, electric cars, it's not recommended because of EMF. Okay? Anyway, it's break time again. Yeah?
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Sam from Kalihi.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, George. I've got a two-part question for you. You said in the past that if you get a new car, wax it right away. So is there any particular wax you recommend? And the second part of my question is, what are your thoughts on this ceramic coating to put on new paint?
The ceramic coating is fine, but, you know, the paint should be treated like your skin. The sun burns the heck out of them. And it always has to have some kind of nutrient put on. So the wax, any brand of wax, would be a big help for the paint, especially the top surfaces. Now, as far as the new cars, highly recommended to put on the electronic rust proofer, because the bottom of the cars we're finding rusting really fast. So those are the 2 points of that on the new cars. Oh, what happened?
I think we lost him.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Yes, there's a lot of coatings that you can put on the car, but when you feel the surface, you know, it has to have that moist, slippery feeling, and that protects the paint a lot. The older paint are weaker, the way weaker than the newer paints now. So, just being in general, there's no getting away from waxing it. Okay? So, anyway, it's like your skin. You should treat it like your skin, where you put on some kind of protective against the sun. It's good. A lot of people don't, and, you know, we see it all the time.
They put a lot less coats of paint nowadays, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I see so many that have the burn marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the old days, they would spray it on, and it just by humans, and they put a lot on. But now that it's all computerized, so the car goes into the booth, and it's zap, done.
Oh.
Just so that it looks nice, that the red is red, and so long as you don't see through the red, it's okay if it's paper thin. So anyway, if you went out and tried to paint a car that way, it won't work, because the spray gun has to put on a thicker layer. Okay, so if your car catches fire, folks, don't stand around and watch it burn. Car can explode. Okay? So, call the fire department and get away from the car. In Kalihi, a van caught fire and people were all standing around watching it burn. I thought, wow, they're crazy. And when the fire department finally came, the firemen scolded everybody to get away. The gas tank can explode. They don't think about it. It's like, they have the shootouts on the mainland. People all go out and watch them. Watch the shootout. What about stray bullets? I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. 724-1080. Okay? And don't forget to let your people know on the mainland, wherever, that they can listen to the Hawaiian Automotive 101 live. Okay? At 1 o'clock Hawaii time. We came across another car where a guy broke his lug nuts. He broke it off his car.
That's scary.
So, folks, be careful. If you don't know what you're doing, don't touch it. Take it into a shop. Have them do it. Broke off his lug nut.
Yeah, he only had like two left or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good thing it wasn't like that lady that flattened all four tires and then came and said, how do you put air in a tire? I don't know. I know ladies have a hard time putting air in a tire because they want to be gentle with it. You cannot be gentle with it. You got to push that hose on hard. Otherwise, you're going to let out the air. If you hear air leaking, then you're not doing it right. Very simple. Push hard. Don't push softly. I watched this lady in my old classes I had years ago, and she used two fingers to hold the air hose with two fingers, okay? And try to put it on, put the air into the tire. And the thing is just leaking air like crazy. She's letting air out of the tire and not putting air in.
Good, how are you?
With two fingers. You know? I don't know. But anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
George, how are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. As always, every time listen to you, I get to laugh. You're always so funny. You always have something funny. And then Rolling Bob always starts off the radio show with something funny, too. And I was cracking up what he was saying about, the good things in Hawaii. Yeah, but anyway, I wanted to bring this up. If you saw on the news about that guy, I think it was Kailua, he had a road rage, he went into the restaurant and started smashing everything up and threatening to beat everybody up with a bat.
Was that what it was all about?
Well, they had a road rage incident right outside the restaurant in Kailua, I think, and it turned out it escalated and went into the restaurant. Then the guy said, I'll be right back. I guess he went into his car and he brought a woman on baseball bat. He started smashing the restaurant up, destroying a lot of stuff.
And wow.
Threatening to hit everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? When he said, I'll be right back, he brought his family members and they were all threatening and punching people out. And you have to call the cops, and so the guy got arrested for terroristic threatening and damaging property and some of the charges. But the question I want to bring up is, how come the police let him go?
They do that all the time.
I know. I mean, what is happening? And
I don't know.
It's like the police, before they used to have their lights on, and then the upper command told them, put the lights on, we need to show presence. So now they're driving all around the place with their lights on, but what are they doing? Sightseeing. I don't see them arresting people. I only see them giving tickets. Yeah, I get criminals all over. They're only giving tickets.
I know. It's really different today.
Yeah, I know. Not like way back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all I wanted to finish up with is I was watching the qualifying 12 o'clock at night last night, and the conditions of the air and the track is really biting. They got just like, I didn't know, they're just like Texas Motorplex, all concrete, meaning more traction, better traction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, the times are really fantastic for the first day. And if the conditions hold out, meaning the weather and the track, you're going to see some phenomenal runs, maybe record-breaking runs, even today, maybe even tomorrow in the final. So I just want to leave this and say, today at 6 o'clock, Fox Sports 1, NHRA Championship Drag Racing, qualifying, and then tomorrow live at, I think it's 11 a.m. 11 a.m. tomorrow, live qualifying of Fox Sports 1. So anybody interested, take a look, see. And take care, Georgia. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's sad that Oahu doesn't have a racetrack and probably will never, ever. It's sad. But lots of golf courses. Lots of golf courses. So, I don't know. But I know the young folks are racing on the highways, H1, all over. And when do we do something about it? After they die? It's usually the case. They don't do anything until those young people get killed. So, it's sad. Anyway, is it time for another break?
Yep. Okay, we're going to go on a commercial break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, we recommend the electronic rust proofing device. You can get it on Kauai from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey's number there on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has ethanol and the fantastic Royal Purple. And Nita's Auto Repair also has that electronic rust proofing device and Royal Purple. And Crestic Cleaning Center has that HPS Royal Purple, the one with a high metal protector. Okay? Crestic Cleaning Center also has the Degreaser 2000, the fantastic cleaner. Billy Crestman has a lot of good stuff there. Gotta go check it out. Crestic Cleaning Center located on Capilani Boulevard, two doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Okay? And the other day I went down to talk to the owner, Yuki. I'd known him for years. And boy, I was so amazed how they clean the car. Amazing. They really clean it clean. It's like having it detailed, but it's just a car wash. Amazing. Terrific job. Yeah. So, McKinley Car Wash. I think that's the oldest car wash in the state. I think so. Anyway. Okay, so, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? The lantern floating thing this year was, again, as usual, fantastic. Fantastic. People from all over the world came, and we were stuck in the parking lot at Ala Moana for 1 hour trying to get out.
Oh my gosh. When was that?
That was Memorial Day.
Oh, from
1 hour. I couldn't believe it. And we walked to the entry, the exits, and the policeman there wasn't doing anything. He just kept everybody from going out. So everybody just couldn't leave. Couldn't figure that out. But anyway, the policeman before had a lot of common sense and a lot of know-how. Today, I don't know. I don't know what's happening, folks. It's terrible. Anyway, on your safety stickers, if you're not going to get rid of safety check, remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. It was on the news where somebody's car got stolen from their parking lot at their apartment. You take your phone, take picture of the VIN number, and then any key guy can make a key for you and you steal the car. So that's how the cars get stolen. There's no reason why they're supposed to have a VIN number on the sticker other than have your car stolen. Remove the VIN number, the vehicle identification number from the safety sticker. Said this over and over, but people never take it off until it's too late. It's stolen. Okay? So, use Shell Premium and remove the VIN number. Best yet, remove, get rid of safety sticker. You pay $20 for safety sticker. That goes to the mechanic. Nothing goes to the state or the city. So who's paying for the people working in the safety check department? Your tax dollars. It's not making any money. How? I don't understand it. How politicians do this. They don't care. I've yet to see one that makes money for the people. It's so sad. I'm so really sad. Hard to comprehend this. But anyway, don't recommend turning in your vehicle when you buy a new car. You sell your vehicle outside and make the deal, buy the new car. Okay? You wax the new car when you get it. Okay? And first of all, check the VIN number. Make sure that is the correct car that you're getting. we have had cases where people got the wrong car. It had the wrong VIN number. Okay? So be careful. Look at when the car was manufactured. Okay? I mean, you drive around. You go around Sand Island, you see all those cars in storage out in the weather. Huh? You see it? How long were they sitting out there in the weather without being waxed or anything? So open the door before you buy that vehicle and check the manufactured date. Okay? Just like the tires. Before you have them put on your tires, check the manufactured date. There's a little oval on the side of the tire with four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. Okay? Very easy. Look at the date it was manufactured. You gotta remember, 6 to 7 years is your tire life. So you gotta try to get one fresh out of the oven. Okay? So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Those in the Big Island, I know they cannot pick up our radio signal. You have to listen on the internet. Okay? It's the only way you can pick it up. We got a lot of people all over the world that listens on the internet on Hawaiian Automotive 101. We try to help you and bring you up to speed. Now, for those of you on the mainland, you're listening, go and get E85, a station that sells E85, put in 2 gallons, and then fill up with premium gas and see your gas mileage go. Really goes good. Okay? 2 gallons of E85 ethanol. Okay, they have it all over America, all over. And then top it off with the so-called 91 octane gas. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, how's it? I was wondering about that ethanol. What's the storage life on that if you kept it around for emergencies?
Well, if it's in a metal can or in a bottle, glass bottle, forever.
What about the polyethylene containers?
No, it weakens the ethanol.
Yeah, so got to be a glass is kind of inert.
Yeah, it's because ethanol is like vodka. Vodka is made from ethanol.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and you don't buy vodka in plastic bottles.
Only if you sell them in a gallon.
Cheap ones you can buy in plastic bottles.
Yeah, the plastic is not good. It's not good even for water.
Mm-hmm.
Glass is your best.
I was thinking about squirreling away a gallon at a time. In case there's a gasoline shortage, something happens to the supply line, and you need some fuel to get around. So you get
that's
100%,
smart,
right?
Yeah, that's smart.
Yep, I think I'm gonna sock it away.
Yeah.
You better come up with a glass container I can use.
Either a glass container or a metal can, like a, you know, the lacquer thinner 5 gallon can.
If some water heater is a glass liner.
Yeah.
They hold 30 gallons, so it should be a good storage tank.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll have to steal one from my neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, George. Oh, hey, by the way, I was asking you. You in contact with the ethanol producers in Brazil?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you can talk them into opening up a pilot plant on Maui.
I did that.
Oh, they're not interested?
No.
Well, looks like you got to find a rich investor then.
I'm trying to.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, we'll let you go. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank all the callers for calling in, and take care of each other, folks, and please don't drink and drive. Aloha.
Lord.